Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Faith of Jesus. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Is he coming back?
Yes.
Are we going to see him?
Yes.
And when we see him, what's going to be important?
Faith.
That we lived and died, if it was before his coming, in faith. That we did not lose our faith, that we kept our faith, and that we passed the test and trials that tried our faith. And when he comes, our faith is going to shine. Oh, are you seeing this with me? Our faith is going to shine when he comes. Boy, this ought to make you interested in faith, shouldn't it? Notice, keep reading. Says, whom having not seen, you love, in whom though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice. Yes. Say that phrase three times. Believing, you rejoice. Say it again. Believing, you rejoice. Say it again. Believing, you rejoice. So we've told you for years now, how would you know if you got in faith? You get to rejoicing. Why would you be rejoicing? Particularly if you're going through manifold temptations and you're experiencing heaviness. Why in the world would you be rejoicing? Because you believe something beyond what you see. And beyond where you are. And you're not wondering if it's so. You're convinced. You're persuaded it is so and it will be. And one translation of Romans 4:17, talking about faith, calls those things that be not as though they were. It said faith speaks with future events with as much certainty as if they were already past. You speak concerning future events with as much certainty as if it had already happened. That's how God talks, isn't it? And when he says it, we believe it. And so we get ready for it and we count it done. And we say, if he says he's coming back, he's coming back. And if we're going to meet him and be with him together forever, and we're going to rule and reign with him forever in the kingdom of God, then you can take it to the bank. It is happening. And we can talk about it with as much certainty as if it had already taken place. I'm glad I came just for that this morning. How about you? That will get you through. Now notice, having not seen, does that sound familiar? Now, we're talking about faith. Anybody remember Hebrews 11:1? What does it say? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and what?
Evidence.
Evidence of things not seen. You haven't seen it.
Yeah.
He said, though we have not seen him, talking about Jesus, we love him. How many can raise your hand and say, that's the same for me. I haven't seen him, but I love him. Come out the Lord. And in whom though you see him not, yet believing you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving what? The end of your faith. Even the salvation of your soul. Receiving the end of your faith. Said out loud, the end of my faith. Hallelujah. You know, like I said, my dad went home to be with the Lord just a couple of weeks ago. And the Lord said something to me 2 days after he went home, and I didn't understand too much of it. But I began, you know, the Lord ministered to me through another channel, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. But then getting into the Word some about this, I saw light. And it has to do with this. We think so much about living in faith, and we should. But we ought to think just as much about dying in faith. Did you hear me? I haven't thought enough about dying in faith. But it is just as important, if not more important, right, than living in faith. Now, sometimes we don't like to think about it, but the Lord tarries His coming any length of time, and you and I are going to die. Right? He could come beforehand, but He wouldn't have to tarry long. And me and you would live out our days. Well, how should we die? How about the end of our faith? How should we come to the end of this faith race? Well, should we die a death, and can we die a death that pleases God? Can we? Well, what would it have to be then? Everybody knows Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it is impossible to please God, so we'd have to die in faith. Can you die in faith? It's the only way. I said, it's the only way you ought to die. Now we think about Jesus. Jesus lived in faith, didn't He? Walked in, preached in faith, cast out demons in faith, ministered healing in faith, walked on the water in faith. But one of the most outstanding demonstrations of His faith is when He faced death. Right? When He went to the cross and when He died. Perhaps the greatest test of His faith was when He faced death. Did He die in faith? Oh, can you hear Him hanging on the cross when He came to His last breath? What did He say? Father, into Your hands I commit my spirit. And He left. Now that's the way to die. Not the way some people do. You know, being a pilot, I read reports of accidents and stuff. I want to find out what they did wrong so I don't do it. Sometimes I'm telling Phyllis, she says, I don't want to hear about all those wrecks. And I said, I'm sorry, that's pilot stuff. But so many times I got the cockpit voice recorders. And I don't mean once or twice. It is so many times that the last words on these cockpit voice recorders are profanity. Screaming and profanity. That is not the way to leave your body.
Amen.
Is it? That is not the way to go into eternity. Who should you be thinking about when you leave this life? Who you should expect to see shortly thereafter. Is that right? So you should not die screaming profanities. You should not die full of fear. See, that's why they're cussing and screaming, is because they're so full of fear. They're afraid to die. They're afraid of death. Aren't you glad Hebrews said that Jesus, He took part of flesh and blood so that He, through death, might destroy him that had the power of death and deliver them who through all their lifetime were subject to bondage because of the fear of death. Well, did He do it? Then have we been delivered? Do we have to be afraid of death? No. No. We do not have to fear, but we can face death with faith. Faith. We can lean back and say, Father, into Your hands I commit my spirit. And let her go. Is that right? Now, let me give you some more scripture. How about that? You ready for some? The end of your faith. Now notice, turn with me if you would to John 21, and I'm going to read some scriptures to you before we get there, but be going to John 21. I think I'll do it the other way. I'll read that first, then I'll give you the other scripture. John 21. John 21. Jesus has been raised from the dead. And because He has, we will be too. Right? He is our hope. He is the proof positive. It can and will be done. And we're going to have a body like unto his glorious body, the scripture said. Something to look forward to. No more wrinkles. No more excess weight. No more weakness. I think I told you this before, but it'll bear repetition. The man who was Brother Oral Roberts' crusade director for many years, this has been decades ago when this happened. He's with the Lord right now, but he died kind of unexpectedly. And he's in the hospital and no pulse, and they said, well, he's gone. His wife got there, and boy, she got a hold of him and started yelling at him and said, no, you don't. No, you're not leaving me. And she called and called, and they got him back after some length of time. Well, when he woke up, he was aggravated. He was. He told her, he said, why did you do that? Later on, he made a promise. He said, if that happens again, don't do that. Don't, please. I know you want me to stay, but please, no. He said that he did die. I mean, it was clinical fact. And he said that when he got called back to his body, he said he was running. Now, he had been quite athletic in his youth, but he was a little bit older now, and he had had knee problems, and he had had some other problems, and he just, you know, he hadn't experienced that for quite a while. But he said he was on what seemed to be a country road, and by some kind of a beautiful fence, and the most beautiful meadows, and he said, man, I was running. He said, I was flying. He said, I was running like a cheetah, man. He said, I was running with no pain and such freedom and strength. You called me back. You know, I don't think we realize what we're going to be able to do with our glorified bodies. We are so going to enjoy our glorified bodies. We're going to be able to do some stuff.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The End of Your Faith, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R804H. That's R804H, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.